Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The saga continues, all bow to Joseph, where it will finally happen. Joseph's older brothers will all bow down to him with their faces planted on the ground, just as his dream foretold when he was a young man. Step into my story and see how it all plays out. The famine, as seen by Pharaoh in a dream, did not just strike Egypt, but the entire known world. Joseph's family lived in Canaan, where eventually word reached them that there was food in Egypt. Jacob, the head of the family, saw his sons were doing nothing to resolve the problem of starvation. He instructed his sons to go to Egypt and buy grain, but only the 10 of them would travel. Joseph, his beloved boy, was eaten by a wildebeest, and Benjamin was his youngest, was the last son, so he would not permit him to travel, but stay at his side in fear of losing him. When they arrived in Egypt with gold to trade for food, they met with the head man, who was second only to Pharaoh, which was Joseph. But he went by his Egyptian name and only spoke Egyptian. He used a translator to talk to the sons of Israel. They all bowed down their faces to the ground, just as Joseph had seen in a dream when he was 17 years old. Now, he was the greatest man in Egypt and controlled all the resources of Egypt. First, Joseph asked them about their father and his beloved younger brother Benjamin, who was not with them after all. Afterwards, he accused them of being spies and had them all thrown in jail. They did not know or suspect that they'd been talking to their brother Joseph. Now, they were thinking that God was pouring down punishment for selling their brother into slavery. What a twist, throwing all of his brothers in jail. The same brother who all plotted against him sold him into slavery. It's clear now to Joseph that his brothers told his father that he was dead and that they lied to his father and his younger brother as to what happened to him. Joseph has not tipped his hand, but is keeping silent as to who he really is. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.